I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
94.7 The Wave. Good morning. I'm Pat Prescott. Thank you so much for joining us today. And joining us in the studio is a man who is a father, an author, a scholar, a minister, and an activist who believes in the virtue of human flourishing and the emergence of another possible world. A nice thought to have in these days and times. And in addition to all of those other things that he does, he is part of the Fox Soul lineup, the host of On the 7 with Dr. Sean. Dr. Sean McMillan joins us today to talk about it a little bit. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Pat. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It is so nice to meet you and understand that we've our paths have been crossing for many years.
Yes.
New York and Chicago.
Shout out to New York and Chicago. Both cities were great to me.
Yes, indeed. Now, tell us a little bit about the work that you've done and how that has led you to this particular job at Fox Soul. Well, first, I guess we should talk about Fox Soul a little bit for people who don't know. It is 4 hours of live interactive talk programming by and for the African-American community. The kind of conversations that we have at home, you get a chance to check them out streaming, airing each night at 6 p.m. Pacific. And that's followed by 2 hours of talk programming from owned and operated Fox stations. And a lot of great people in the lineup, including my good friend Tammy Mack. The Mike and Donnie Show with Mike Hill and Donnie Harrell. Claudia Jordan.
Yes.
Who used to be in the foxhole. She climbed out of there and is now with Fox alone. Keisha Cole, Elise Neal, some very familiar names and faces all a part of that. But tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you into this arena.
Well, what's interesting is that I've spent most of my career and life in the academy and in ministry. And so I've been, a minister for 25, 30 years now, and did a bunch of teaching and ran academic programs. And the strangeness about it all is that you never know what life or God will use to prepare you for the thing that you think you want or don't know you want. And I have this deep belief that it's all connected, it's all interwoven. So if you would have told, here's the point, if you would have told me that being a minister and being in the academy prepares one to do a talk show, I would have said you're crazy.
I wouldn't say that's crazy at all. If you think about what ministers do, ministers talk. I mean, first of all, they ministers are some of the best orators in the world.
Right.
And because you have to work one-on-one with people, you have great communication skills if you're a really good minister.
If you're good
minister.
At it. That's the caveat. You got to be good at it. And so these things sort of came together to create this moment. And I think the other thing, too, that I always like to tell people is that, to have a talk show and to be on the air every night and have a bunch of people watch you is a wonderful thing. But it took 7 years to get here. It didn't happen overnight. The first conversation I had with a friend of mine who was an executive at Fox was 7 years ago. And that journey led me into some valleys, some disappointments, some rejections. And so, to everybody listening and everybody wanting to be there, it takes time and patience. And you just got to believe that something bigger than you is pushing you from behind.
Exactly. And you have to work on it, too, because that's
facts.
That is definitely a
huge
kids part
say,
of it.
Facts.
Talking today to Dr. Sean McMillan. He is a host of On the 7 with Dr. Sean, part of the new lineup for Fox Soul. interactive talk programming by and for the African American community. And Fox is no stranger to that kind of programming because for many, many years they've had all sorts of Martin, In Living Color. What other shows? Dish Nation,
yeah. The Bernie Mac Show,
great example. So they've done a lot of this kind of programming, but this is, I think, special also because it's taking advantage of the whole movement towards digital, towards streaming, towards people being able to take their entertainment with them wherever they are.
Right, and that's how people are receiving content now. People are not sitting tied to the cord and the cable.
Yeah, it's on demand.
They want it when they want it. They want it how they want it. And the great thing about Fox Soul is that you can get it in a multiplicity of ways. So if you get your content from Apple TV, if you get it from Fire Stick TV, if you just get it from the App Store, Google or Samsung, you can get it. You can download it, you can get it, and you can watch it how you want to watch it. And of course, we're on YouTube. We're everywhere.
Yeah, which is important, you know, because you go to, you know, if it's not on that phone, it's like it doesn't exist in this world.
If it's not on the phone, it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a sad statement to the state of affairs that we find ourselves in. But it's also...
Well, it's a change.
It's a change.
You know, and probably bringing entertainment to people in places where it's never been before. So that's kind of cool.
100%.
Yeah.
And I think the tragedy and the opportunity of it is that the content is available in new ways. But the tragedy of it is we've lost a sense of being able to pay attention for a long time.
Yeah, we have short attention spans.
You know what I'm saying?
But you think about the way we used to consume this kind of programming. Television was appointment programming. I mean, it was on at a specific time, which meant that you had to be there and had to pay attention on a regular weekly basis.
Right.
And the other thing is it was so much more of a shared experience because of that. The whole family would gather around the TV.
Or
your friends would come over and you're going to watch Soul Train or whatever it is, whatever show it is that you like the most. And I kind of miss that aspect of, you know, where we can watch something together or listen to a brand new album all at once together, you know?
Those days are regrettably over, but it's just like you said in the beginning of this part of the conversation, change. And I think change is life's way of saying you've mastered that and now it's time for something more. If you stay where you are, you're not going to get anything else. So to me, change is one of the greatest compliments life can pay to you. And so, yeah, it's different, it's changed, and we embrace it. Now the struggle is to have connection in the midst of the change. It puts a requirement on us to reimagine how we might connect with each other, right?
That's true.
In the midst of this new dynamic. But it's possible if we work on it.
Yeah, I mean, social media has opened up avenues where, you know, big celebrities would never have been able to have any kind of one-on-one interaction with fans.
Absolutely.
You know, that was safe.
Right.
For their own well-being.
Right.
We're talking this morning to Dr. Sean McMillan. He is the host of On the 7 with Dr. Sean, part of the new lineup for Fox Soul. Tell us a little bit about your show and what makes this different from other talk shows that are out there.
Well, my show endeavors to do something that I think has fallen on tough times, and that is my show wants you to think. It wants you to feel. It wants to inspire you. If you leave my show and you haven't thought something different, felt something profound or important, or been inspired, then I failed that night. And what makes the show powerful for me to do it every night is we talk to people about their lives in such a way that their journeys become classrooms. Their story, their journey is a classroom for all of us who are watching. I don't let the audience simply become voyeurs. I make the audience see themselves and who's sitting in that chair. So on my show, we're going to go to church, we're going to be in the classroom, and we're going to sit on the beach and observe and have awe and just be inspired by life and what people are telling us. And that's the range of the experience of the show and why I signed up for it. If it was any other kind of show, I don't do conflict TV. I'm interested in people fighting and yelling and cussing each other out. Now, you get great ratings because that's the state of the culture. But I'm committed to the possibility that you can, if you get, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, if you give people a clean glass, they'll drink it. If you give them a dirty glass, they'll drink that too. It's up to the giver of the glass to determine what his or her commitments are. And my commitment is to give a cleaner glass. May not be totally clean, because I'm not totally clean.
You know, when you think about some of the content of those kind of programs you were talking about, a lot of those issues that they present are real issues that are, you know, that people are experiencing.
Yeah.
But to me, if you're not talking about what do we do about this, how do we make it better, what do we learn from this, how do we not make the same mistakes over and over again, I don't know what the real value is to people.
I agree with that beyond 100%, because at the end of the day, it's not significant enough to diagnose the problem ad infinitum. At some point, we have to settle on the cure, or at least refine our questions in such a way that we move closer to what the cure might be. And I think what I try to do on the show every night is to propose to people how they might manage, control, own, reimagine, reinvest, and re-engage their own lives. I want people to walk away saying, you know what? It's going to be a good day tomorrow. And it's going to be a good day not because I'm optimistic, because optimism is about believing that things are going to work out because everything is wonderful in the universe. No, it's going to be a good day because I'm hopeful. And hope says it's not totally in my control, but what is in my control, I'm going to put my shoulder to the wheel and push as hard as I can and hope that something greater than me will help me as I work on this thing. That's what I want.
Yeah, I'm going to have a good day because I'm going to use something that I heard and learned from Dr. Sean and see if I can apply it to my life.
I need to have you on the show.
So who have you had on so far that really moved you and inspired you? Or what are maybe a topic or two that you've discussed that you think is really, really worthwhile?
Yeah, we've had some great guests. We've had T-Boz on. I love T-Boz, right? T-Boz talked about...
She can get low. I like it.
Yeah.
She's got that voice.
She talked about her son, her adopted son. Mm-hmm. And it was a very powerful conversation that we had about just being adopted and what that means. I've had Isaiah Washington on, who you know is
wonderful.
A little special.
Yeah.
He's one of God's special ones. You know, he's a Republican. You know, he's pro-Trump. But it was a rich conversation. Yes, it was a rich conversation, though. But that's what the show does. I want to give people all the room they need to present the best of what they are and to give ideas a hearing. All ideas need to be heard and talked about. No idea is so taboo or so out of bounds that we can't at least discuss it, because there can be no new knowledge without discussion.
We can disagree without coming to blows. And I mean, and a big part of it to me, what's missing in discourse in the world right now is the art of listening.
Yes.
You know, if we don't listen to each other, if we listen, we might learn. We might change our mind about some things if we listen.
How about we dare to do that?
Hmm.
How about we dare to hold positions that in the face of better information and new truth, we change our positions?
I'm feeling it.
There's a thought.
I like it.
That we're not so committed to things, right?
I like
that. That in the presence of new information, we say, no, I'm going to hold on. No, the only thing that I completely, totally believe in unequivocally without any is God. Everything else is up for discussion.
I feel you.
Everything else we can talk about. And you can move me. You can challenge me. You can make me rethink or reaffirm what I believe. But you can't do it without a conversation, without discussion. If your belief, if your faith, if who you are can't survive the scrutiny of a conversation, then what are you believing?
That's right. We are, in fact, on the same page.
See?
And we're going to dare you to check out On the 7 with Dr. Sean. Take a deep, spiritual, and meaningful take on the day's events with people who are thinking and listening, just like this brother is right here. I like it.
Thank you so much.
Tell us again where we can check out the show.
You can check us out at foxsoul.tv every night. You can check us out on YouTube. You can download the app wherever you get your apps from, the Apple Store or the other place.
Spotify,
Fire Stick TV, Apple TV. We're available. Do it and bless your life.
I think you can't escape Dr. Sean, actually. He is everywhere. He's ubiquitous. But thank you so much for spending some time with us today. And we definitely will be watching.
7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern.
A source like that is so important for today.
I agree.
Making change in the world. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Sean McMillan with us this morning. I'm Pat Prescott. Thank you for riding the wave to work with us. Got a nice long set coming up for you next.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.